This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, August 4th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. On Monday, we gave you the TikTok on negotiations between Microsoft and the Chinese-owned video app TikTok. We broke down a regulatory roller coaster of a weekend that ended with Microsoft confirming that it is still at the table and willing to strike a deal with TikTok. So we know why TikTok wants the sale. President Trump has threatened to ban the app over concerns that the Chinese government could use it to spy on Americans. But why is Microsoft, which has mostly stuck to products for corporate customers, so interested in buying a social media app? Our reporter Aaron Tilley will explain after these headlines. A Chinese artificial intelligence company that was recently awarded a Chinese patent for a voice assistant similar to Apple's Siri has now filed a lawsuit against Apple, saying that Siri violates the Chinese company's patent. The two have been in a years-long battle over the technology, and if the latest suit is successful, it could prevent Apple from selling its phones, tablets, and other products in China, which is Apple's most important market outside the U.S. Apple said Siri doesn't contain features included in the Chinese company's patent, which relates to games and instant messaging. Google is investing $450 million into the home security provider ADT. The companies are now working together to create smart home security offerings. That's according to an announcement from the companies on Monday. The partnership will combine Google's Nest hardware and services with ADT's installation, service, and professional monitoring network. An ADT executive said the company expects to be able to start offering Google devices to its customers as early as this year. And speaking of Google, the company announced a new low-cost Android phone on Monday, the Pixel 4a. At about $400, Google's pitching it as an option for people who want all the functionality of a top-of-the-line smartphone for less than half of the cost. Our personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen got a first look at the new phone.
There are some trade-offs. So, for example, the processor is a little bit slower. So when, you know, you take low-light photos or you take portrait mode, it takes a little bit longer for those things to realize. In every other way, it's a fantastic phone. You know, the battery lasts all day. It takes great photos, like the kind of photos that you would take on a $1,000 phone. And its screen size is big and immersive.
Nicole says the Pixel 4a is part of a trend of companies offering more low-cost smartphones.
Most people don't need three camera lenses and the most high-quality display. They just want a pocketable computer that runs all of their apps, that they can take pictures with, check their email, and occasionally scroll through Instagram. And these phones, the mid-range phones, are really hitting that target audience. You know, the creatives can buy their $1,000 phone with like HDR, high resolution, everything. And then everyone else can buy these $400 phones that are perfectly fine.
After the break, what a deal with TikTok could mean for Microsoft and how it would compare with Microsoft's previous forays into consumer products. That's next. For the past few days, we've been following on-again, off-again talks between Microsoft and the Chinese-owned video app TikTok. The latest, President Trump has said he'd be open to a deal between the companies, so long as the U.S. gets a big cut of the sale. Now the talks are on pause. Microsoft has said it's committed to moving forward with TikTok, though it's not clear where regulators stand. But the question is, how would a TikTok acquisition fit into Microsoft's business strategy? It's one of the biggest companies in the world and has mostly focused on corporate customers until now. Here to talk more about this is our reporter, Aaron Tilley. Aaron, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, Aaron, so on yesterday's show, we talked about how a deal between these two companies could help TikTok appease regulators who are concerned with the app's ties to China. But I want to zero in on Microsoft today. Why is this deal strategic for them?
Yeah, so when this deal first came out, a lot of people, a lot of Microsoft analysts, investors were very confused by it. Microsoft has done so well with Satya Nadella as a CEO since 2014, focusing almost purely on corporate customers, selling them cloud services, cloud products. And this would seem to be a major shift in the consumer direction. So a lot of people are scratching their heads and, you know, just chatting with folks around Microsoft, I kind of discovered that the thinking around the deal, what makes Microsoft comfortable with this is that if you look at the biggest acquisitions that Satya Nadella has made, you'll see that they're all focused on buying a community, buying a user base as a net new for Microsoft. So you can see that a few months after Satya Nadella joined as CEO, he bought Minecraft developer for $2.5 billion. And then in 2016, for $26 billion, he got LinkedIn. And 2 years later, in 2018, he got GitHub for $7.5 billion. And all of these brought their own networks, gamers, professionals, and developers. And these were people that Microsoft needs to court and needs to bring into its ecosystem. So with TikTok, Microsoft would get a very young, overwhelmingly female audience that they lack, and they could find ways of monetizing that. Still very unclear what that monetization would mean. Maybe just staying with the traditional ad business, maybe integration with different Xbox properties they have. They do have some consumer business in the Xbox gaming stuff, but still unclear about integration, but this would bring on a huge new audience for Microsoft.
So you just laid out this kind of string of acquisitions. Regardless of whether TikTok gets added to that string, do these talks give us any clues about where CEO Satya Nadella is hoping to take Microsoft or what his priorities could be moving forward?
I think up until this deal, Microsoft was very happy with its direction in the enterprise space, selling strictly to businesses and corporations. But I think this is an opportunity that kind of landed in their lap. They're really the only option available for TikTok for a big American company to buy. All the other tech companies are kind of under too much scrutiny and for antitrust reasons. So it kind of fell in their lap, and they're probably going to get a pretty good deal out of it. So just by being opportunistic, they're going to fall onto one of the hottest properties and social media and media in general has come around years. So, you know, they will adapt their strategy. I'm sure it will be remain to be seen whether they can continue on the growth trajectory that TikTok is on. But I think this is just an opportunity that they can't let pass. And, you know, they did start in the consumer business. I mean, they were the main kind of provider of the first wave of consumerization of technology with the PC industry. So it's not like they had never done this. I mean, certainly, you know, over the past two decades, their entire consumer business has been kind of a challenge. So this is just an opportunity, and they're a big tech company, so why not continue to keep on trying to do something in the consumer business?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point. And we should note that this conversation that we're having is happening less than a week after four major tech CEOs appeared before Congress to testify about their business's competitive practices. Microsoft is one of the biggest companies in the world, but Nadella was notably not present at that hearing. So can you talk more about that dichotomy there and the opportunity that it presents for Microsoft?
Yeah, Microsoft under the Satya Nadella years as CEO has done a really good job managing its relationships with governments around the world. That includes the Trump administration. They've been very good at managing that relationship and being seen as sort of the ethical tech company. After, you know, 20 years ago getting in trouble with the Department of Justice for antitrust reasons relating to their Windows operating system and how they bundled software. So I think they've under Satya, they've managed a really good set of relations, and it's not all perfect for them. I mean, their competitor and workplace productivity space, Slack, they recently filed a complaint with the EU around antitrust allegations against Microsoft. So Microsoft, even though they've kept this really good relationship since the Satya started, things are starting to slip just a little bit, at least in the EU. It's yet to be seen whether it catches on in the US. I'm sure if they bought the property like TikTok, it would put them under the microscope a bit more. So this is another risk for Microsoft. Buying a property like this comes with a lot of controversy and could put them under scrutiny a lot more from regulators.
And on the flip side, you know, being in this position where they're not the focus of the hearings, that really gives them an opportunity to compete with the companies that are under intense scrutiny right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, one of the pitches that Microsoft is making with this deal is that it provides competition with Facebook, who has under plenty of antitrust scrutiny over how they acquire competitors in order to squash competition. You saw that Instagram, WhatsApp, it happened multiple times. And this would provide an alternative for this social media behemoth.
So we mentioned this deal is still getting looked at by lawmakers and regulators. What bars will Microsoft have to clear before a deal can move forward?
So the bars that that Microsoft has to deal with is really you're dealing with the Trump administration. And so that means satisfying their concerns around where data is stored, how much IP is coming from China, how the product is built. So it's really requesting to completely separate it from the China operation. That will be tricky because a lot of engineering, a lot of the legacy of the company, I mean, it's all in China. So they're going to have to rebuild it from scratch. Technically, they're going to have to switch the cloud, their back-end data centers and cloud over to be in the U.S. and to satisfy these requirements. So it's a lot of work if they want to do that from many fronts to satisfy Trump's requirements. And Microsoft seems to think it's worth the trouble.
All right. Our reporter, Aaron Tilley, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. As always, we've got more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. So check us out there. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.